I am joined by Halsey, who is the owner of Sunny Rest. So, Halsey, tell me, what makes someone want to come to Sunny Rest?
I think it's the fun and relaxing atmosphere that's okay. here. So, like, during the day, people can kind of chill out at the pool, get a drink, relax, you know, get some sun on their bodies, swim naked.
On their whole body.
Right, their whole body. Get some skinny dipping in.
Welcome into Winging It Podcast, presented by Wingman of the Year. Now let's get ready to wing it.
Welcome in the Winging It, presented by Wingman of the Year. It's your boy, Max, coming to you from the Red Room in Rutland. And down the turnpike just a bit, we got Hunt coming from base camp, a.k.a. Tyler's house. What's good, dude?
It's base camp for now, and I'm good. I'm happy to have clothes on. I will say that much. And, we got a big interview coming up. Probably one of our most exciting, would you agree?
I feel like you're going to get to the bare bottom of things, but... A little bit of
awful puns.
Awful pun.
And I'm the pun master.
Yeah, that was a pretty cheesy one. Things were a little drafty for you, though, this weekend, huh?
Yeah, so let's just give the people what they want. I'm going to tell my experience. Not going to give it all away. We'll save some for the vlog. There's a little bit on there. We couldn't film everything because there was naked people and for reasons like that. But you'll get a nice visual. Nope, I won't be naked on there. You might see me and Tyler with our shirts off. But check out the vlog. It's coming out this Saturday. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube.
Subscribe.
Got to plug ourselves. Anyway, so you'll see in the vlog on our way there, we had the GoPro up and we went live on Instagram. And we got there. It looked like a fucking, what I imagined... What do you call them? The Scientologist, like, fucking hidden camp in California would look like. You know, they got, like, a gate guard, and that's when we went off alive. You'll see it there. And we get in there. They take our IDs and whatever. Like, you ever been here before? I'm like, no. And while we're at the gate, I see a naked dude, like, 50 yards down the way, like, by, like, where they have, like, a little motel there. And, yeah, he was naked doing his thing, you know. I'm like, oh shit, this is happening. That's when it became real. And we drive up in, pull up to the office. And then one of my main questions is like, do we go in the office naked? I didn't really see anybody in the office naked. They always at least had a towel on, just for reference. And the employees were clothed while they were in the office. We signed in. And then I'm inside. You can see the pool from the office, and I just see this guy. He's sitting on the edge of the pool, and I could see this guy had a giant dong on him, dude. This thing was just popping over into the water. It was. I'm like, oh my god, this is. It just became more and more real, like every second. And then
right,
me and Tyler get in the car, and we're like, what the fuck are we getting ourselves into? Like shit. So we drive up. Drive around a little bit and find our campsite. It took a little bit to find it. We weren't sure where Tent City was. That's what it was called. It wasn't as big as I thought it'd be, the Tent City. Mm. But the rules are there. You got to be naked in the pool area. And they got like a little bar thing right there and the hot tub. And then they got a conversation pool. So there's three bodies of water you can get in. There's a big deck and whatnot. Oh, rookie. On my part, not silencing my phone. Amateur hour over here.
Whoa, Wingman of the Year, not.
Yeah, not Wingman of the Year. So, yeah, we didn't have to be naked in the you only have to be naked in the pool area, okay? So we're there, but you can be naked wherever you want on the grounds. It's totally optional, but it's mandatory in the pool area. And
okay.
So we're setting up the tent. I'm like, you know what? We went there, they had like porter potties there. We went and took a piss, and I immediately, this guy like waves to me. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He's completely fucking naked. And I went over and I like started chatting with him. It was just normal conversation. This was another one of my fears. And I like gave him bones and whatnot. And I was like, asking, I'm like, yeah, can we just like set up our tent anywhere? He's like, yeah, do it. And this is the guy, Max, I was telling you, I ended up playing dominoes with him later that night. So, you know, making friends with people, man. Gotta love it. Yeah, everybody was super friendly and whatnot. But yeah, we're setting up the tent. We got everything out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take my shirt off. Just going to take my shirt off, get halfway home.
Okay.
Take it off. Tyler's ripping beers already. Well, I'm pretty much primarily setting up the tent. He helped a little. And he was impressed with my tent building skills. It was an easy one, but he was impressed. He doesn't like the woods, really. And that'll come into the story in a little bit. but you know, Max, the one weird thing was, I don't even know if I told you this because we've talked about this before. They're right next to us. Was a family because it's an all ages place. I don't know if the kids are allowed in the pool area. I don't really know but remember the girl that we're interviewing, she was born. So there is that dynamic. This place isn't meant to be like sexual. It's like naturism over like a lot of people tie in the swinging thing. There's like a lot of swingers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But this place, this nudist resort in particular, is just more about the nudism. You're not supposed to sexualize it. And that we'll get into that into the interview. She makes that.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause she's raising a young son. And I ask her in the interview, what's it going to be like when he's a teenager here? You know, he's seeing a bunch of naked girls, you know what I mean? So we get into that, but it was weird. There was like young kids. This is really weird to like say out loud on a fucking podcast. And by our tent, but there's a bunch of other people obviously naked. And then it was just when we eventually got naked, it was just like there was kids over there, but it was like fucking weird,
right? Like society, obviously, like, that's a big no-no, but yeah, that's like, as long as you're obviously respectful and everything, like that's the environment. It has to be a mind fuck for sure.
Yeah, that I would say that was the weirdest part, you know, like. Because in regular society, that's a no-no, but I don't know if they, like, fully live there or whatever. I don't know. I would never, if I had kids, I would never bring them to a nudist resort. Right. But, you know, everybody's entitled to raise their kids however they want. But, anyway.
That's what I'm curious about in this interview, for sure, because I have not seen it yet.
Okay, yeah, okay. So, yeah, the interview is going to be good for you to watch. So,
yeah,
you'll learn a lot. It was a really good interview. I think people are really going to enjoy it. And, so I'm setting up the tent. I'm putting like the last little flap over the top to like make sure rain doesn't go in. Mm-hmm. And Tyler went to the car. I gave him my keys. All of a sudden he comes back. I told him, grab me a beer. He's grabbing me a Miller Lite. And I'm on the side of the tent. And he comes over. And I look around. He's like, here's your beer, man. I'm like, this mother completely fucking naked. I'm like, okay. So, okay. We're doing this. Okay. Yeah.
Only Tyler.
Yeah, for reference, I grew up playing sports with Tyler, so I've seen him naked plenty of times, but it's like, okay, you fully committed. You know, I'm half committed at this point. I'm like, when I was like, let's set up this tent. I don't really want to set up a tent butt-ass naked. So, set up the tent, and I can hear Tyler in the background right now.
I was wondering if that was like that or a dog. Yeah, it definitely sounded like Tyler.
Fucking nutcase, man. Absolute nutcase. Okay, so anyway, we go back over the car. I get another beer down. I think he got five down by the time I got two down. He's usually always three ahead of me, so he's always more drunk than me. That'll come into the story here. So go to the car, and then I think he called his wife and whatnot, and then he's on the phone like drinking a beer completely naked. We just like wore flip-flops around, and I'm also getting naked at this point too, and I'm like throwing my clothes in the car, and he's just pissing no hands, man, like phone on the ear, beer in the other hand, and he's just no hands. I'm like, and that's why this was his idea, that's why he wanted to do this, like just to feel free, just like no hands pissing. I'm like, dude, that's fucking awesome.
That's
so
wild.
Yeah it is. And then so I got naked, threw our towels over our shoulder, we're going down to the pool. And we got there around 2:30-ish.
Okay.
So and I have the interview around 5:30 to do with the girl. So I got 3 hours to kill. I can't get too hammered because we had the interview coming up. So we go down there, and sheesh, Max. It wasn't a good dick day. It never is for me. In all my stories, it's never a good fucking dick day. Tyler even said he was having a bad dick day.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it says a lot for him.
Yeah, and he was a little nervous as well, like to like go in there, which I didn't think he would be, but you know. And so we get down there, and another big rule: if you ever go to a nudist resort, their main rule is you have to sit down on a towel. If you sit down on a surface there, you put a towel down. So just for like, I don't know, if you got sweaty ass, you know, I don't know. It's just cleanliness. I don't know the full reason behind it. But we sit down. No, we go get beers first. And then there's just, everyone here is 45 plus for the most part. We were by far the youngest people there. And everyone was like pretty much like a couple and whatnot too. So I don't know. There was some weird shit going on. I don't know. And we get some beers and we go over on the far side and like nobody's even swimming at the pool. And it was kind of like cloudy out. And we're sitting down, we're just chugging beers, and like we got a good buzz going at this point, you know, because he's going on beer 6, I'm going on beer 3. I'm trying to catch this motherfucker. You know. Only 2 beers in, I'm completely naked around all these people I've never met before. And then
fucking send it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what happened next. Anyway, yeah, we had a couple more beers. We got like, you know, acquainted with like our surroundings here, like we found the pisser and whatnot, and I think they called it like a bathhouse or a bathhouse. I don't know. How do you say that? Bathe, bath?
Like a bathhouse?
Yeah, bath. I don't fuck it up. It was like with an E though. And then I think I was it? We were walking out of the pisser and then some girl stopped us. Shout out Sharon. And I don't know. She's fucking, she's giving us shit or something. And she's like, oh, this is your guys' first time here? We're like, yeah. And she's like, how old are you guys? And we're like, hey, Tyler's like 26. I'm like 27. She's like, oh, you guys are babies. And, you know, and then she's telling us about this place. So then she took it upon herself to give us a tour of the place. She's like, come with me. I got a golf cart. I'm going to give you a tour of the place. She's like, I'm staying in this motel down here. So we walk down the deck or whatever away from the pool area, and we just follow this naked woman, this naked 50-year-old woman, and she gives us a tour around this whole place on her golf cart. And yeah, she's like, and then she's the one that told us about the, like, so you know how you've heard about swingers with the pineapple thing, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about this. So apparently this is what she told me: upside down pineapple means they for sure swing. Up right side up pineapple means they're experimenting or like they're testing.
Oh, okay.
No idea though. And then I don't know, she was telling us she was a unicorn and shit, and apparently what a unicorn is, so it means that she's single but she also swings both ways, so she's got no sexual preference and she's single. So I don't know, Sharon, you do you.
Yeah, what we up, got Sharon?
Yeah, she gave us a whole tour of the campsite. She's been coming there for years, she said, like 6 years I think. And yeah, and then we got back and then got another drink, and then we hit the conversation pool, Max. Okay.
A conversation pool, okay.
Yeah. I thought it was the hot tub, but there was an actual hot tub, so this was just like warm water. Warm water and then hot water.
Okay.
So we're in the conversation pool, and then I don't know. It was cool in there. I mean, just a bunch of naked people hanging out, you know what I mean? You know, catching some jets and whatnot. And speed up the story, but then anyway, I had to go do the interview. You'll see that in a minute. And then I get back from the interview, and then Tyler needed like dip or whatever, and we had to go up to the tent, but then I forgot my keys in my shorts at the pool, so then we had to go back down. But this is where it gets a little crazy. Just Tyler,
okay.
He's fucking MacGyver, but he's awful in the woods, and we're barely even in the woods, dude. It's a 5-minute walk from the campsite to the pool. And he goes his own way. I'm like, no, dude, let's go the path that's made for us. And I go back down and I see these other people we were talking about. I'm like, have you seen my friend? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wait here. You know, I'm just butt-ass naked waiting for this motherfucker. And then he never came back. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back up to the tent. Maybe he's up there. I go up to the tent. And then, well, no, I see the security guard. I saw him earlier. I'm like, have you seen my friend? He's a half black man. Have you seen him wandering around? He's probably naked.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have seen your friend. And they always, every time I've ever asked anybody in a position of authority that question, they have seen Tyler. They have always seen him. He's very recognizable. And so he's like, yeah, hop on my golf cart. I hop on his golf cart. He takes me up to the campsite and we see Tyler wandering back. So apparently he told me Tyler fell in pricker bushes backwards.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
The people had to help him out. And then they helped him back to the tent site. But Tyler's walking back down. He's ready to go again. And he's just fucking butt-ass naked. He's got cuts all over him, man. Yeah, he was absolutely hammered. And then we got a burger after that. And then we came back down at the pool. We got the burger. And then I think we went to the hot tub. And then the security guard saw us. He's like, no, he shouldn't be down here. I'm like, no, he's good. And then he's like, he's in your hands. He's your responsibility. And I got reminded of this like 5 times. And I don't know, yeah, Tyler was like stumbling and shit. So security was hot on our asses. We were the only ones that did not fit the vibe the rest of the night. So everyone kind of steered clear of us. But we hit the hot tub for a little bit. And then DJ came out at like 9 o'clock. And we tore up the dance floor. Butt-ass naked again. And Tyler's known for his splits.
And, God.
Yeah, he does a nice split.
And I've seen some documented footage.
Yeah, he attempted 3 splits. He nailed 2 of them. Butt-ass naked. No, there is no footage of this. No cameras allowed at this point. And, I was impressed. I thought the other people would be more impressed. But like I said, we did not fit the vibe at this moment. We were drunker than the rest. And he attempted like a 3rd one and he ate shit. It was kind of embarrassing. We just like, like, oh, fuck. And then kept dancing. I ended up putting my shorts on because at that point it was like half the people were clothed. And I'm like, you know, I'm just like, feel a little more comfortable with my clothes on. And then we ended up calling it a night shortly after that. And then I met up with that guy that I was talking about earlier, played some dominoes, shot the shit while Tyler passed out. We had 2 cots in the tent.
Yeah.
And we both told each other, like, we're going to sleep with clothes on if we're sleeping next to each other. Motherfuckers hammered, passed out completely naked. So I had to sleep next to a naked man. So, yeah, it was quite the experience. But then we were supposed to stay the next night, but then he was hungover as shit. He had scratches all over his back. He was kind of embarrassed. I'm like, do you want to go home? You want to go home? Yeah. So we ended up calling it a day. And I think we got what we needed out of the trip.
It sounds like plenty of adventure for one night.
Yeah. Was that too long-winded? Was that too much?
No, there's a lot of detail. I think it's because what's going to be good when people watch this is that there's going to be stuff in the vlog that may or may not be tackled, and then you could probably splice it in. So I think this all makes sense.
Yeah, you'll get the full story if you watch both of these. I mean, you'll get the in-depth story here, but if you want the visuals and whatnot, I mean, you won't see naked people, but seeing the interview as well, so, you know, you guys like see the owner and whatnot. And like in the interview, I'm like, I'm talking to her. She's on this side of me. I'm like, you own this place. I'm like, I'm looking at like 50 naked people right now. I'm like, I wish the people could see this. I don't know. It's, yeah, I think we took a couple of Snapchats the second day, but it was really nothing. That was before we decided to leave.
All right.
But you know, you'll piece it together. I think the good stuff is like the live that we did too, like where we like go off air. I'm like, take the cameras down.
Yeah, though, no, I thought you guys were dead.
I thought we were too, because like the gate came up kind of quick and I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot to take the GoPro down. Like, we're not driving through here with a GoPro on our fucking hood. You know what I mean? So
right.
don't know. It was an experience, Max. Do you see yourself going to one of these sometime soon?
Maybe I'd be open to it. You know, I know there's ones nearby. I know you guys went to the Poconos, but maybe I'd be open to schlong it out with you.
Hey, listen, did I tell you, it became completely natural. Like, that was another thing. Like, when we got down to the pool for the first time, it was like, if you just don't think about you being naked, just think about everyone else being naked. And it's like, you know, it's like right. When you're up on stage making a speech.
Yeah, that kind of just settles things a bit.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. And it was like, no judgment. Like, I don't know. And then, I don't know. It's, you know, I don't got the biggest dick in the world, Max. But it was encouraging to see other guys with not so big dicks there, too. I'll say that.
I mean, do you think you'll do a part two in life at this type of environment?
You know what? I wouldn't mind. I don't know if Tyler can control himself. He gets too hammered. I don't know. I might have to not go with him. I would go with you. I would go with Chris. Okay. I would go with Nick. I'd go with some other buddies. I don't know if Chris has got a bouncer fighting problem. He likes to get in trouble with the bouncer. So
yeah, a little bit.
The list. I'd go with you, Max. But maybe we could.
That would really cause many issues.
Yeah, maybe we could run it back. Maybe we'll do like a Vermont. Resort and try them all out.
Run it back. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I could see us now making a TikTok of like, oh, here's our rankings of top five nudist resorts in the Northeast.
That'd be pretty funny.
Just done
yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I think the worst thing I've done drunk, at least with you, wasn't even that bad. It was, remember we were in Hampton?
Oh, I remember.
We were like, we were going hard. I was just punching the ceiling. I didn't make any holes or anything. We were like, stop punching. But I was 10 beers in.
That was
in.
A low ceiling, yeah. Shout out our first vlog, karaoke. Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing. I think that's why I wasn't too happy about leaving, but it was probably good that we did because we got that other vlog up. I had to edit.
Right.
We missed karaoke on Saturday night from 5 to 9.
Oh.
Oh, man, dude.
Hurts the heart, man.
I would love to do some naked karaoke, man.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Brightside has a whole new meaning with that.
I'm telling you, like, you think it'd be, like, super, like, nerve-wracking. Karaoke's already, like, nerve-wracking for some people.
And then be fucking naked.
And then when you're naked. But I'm telling you, once you get naked and everyone else is naked, it does not matter. When you're doing karaoke, you're kind of, like, isolated up there. But, like, I'm the best. I'm, like, second best in the world right behind the Killers at singing Mr. Ooh. Brightside. So
yeah, you do own that song quite passionately.
Yeah, it's all about stage presence, man. I mean, all about it. You should have seen me in my fucking back in Montreal when I was doing karaoke, man, dude. I was fucking out there pounding beers and like fucking solo cups, throwing it on the ground.
I can only imagine. You tore the house down in Hampton, so.
Yeah, I'm where do we go from here, Max? Like, what's after a nudist resort? Can we do an exorcism of a nudist resort? I don't know anymore.
Oh, we got plenty in the bank, so people need to stay tuned.
Anything crazy?
I think so.
I mean, I'm putting my life on the line out here. I'm driving and meeting people off the internet to go do exorcism and run down motels. I'm getting naked and selling my body out here. What else do I gotta do? What can listen, people, if you're watching this, can you please subscribe? I hate to beg, but come on, show me some fucking support here. Tell them, Max.
I'm getting some requests from the cousin and stuff about us going to hang out at Wilson Castle in Rutland area for the night. That's the haunted place. It's in Proctor, actually. Some big YouTube channels there. Like, it's like one of the most haunted places in the country. Like 5-10 minutes from my house, so some of that type of stuff. I don't know. I guess he's doing a bunch of things. Like, I don't know.
It seems like people want to see that. Yeah, they want to see scary, like mystery things, or they want or like naked sex things.
I still think going on a porn set would be really interesting.
Oh yeah, dude, if we could pull that off, like, yeah. So for the people, like, we were actually talking about this, like,
right.
We'll do like a vlog of like where we go on to a porn set. If we find that person that lets us come on there, and we'll just like camera facing us, we won't show the sex. Interview the actor, actresses, you know, That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that'd be pretty wild.
I don't know. Like, if we could maybe, like, I don't know, like, let's get on the bang bus.
We could do that. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of big time. That's too big time for us.
So what are people going to take away from this interview that you were kind of surprised about?
I said it earlier. It's people need to know, like, the difference of, like, you're not supposed to sexualize it.
Right.
You go there. I think it depends on what kind of nudist you are. There's, like I said, it's, they call it, like, they either call it, like, naturism or nudism. It's kind of the same thing. But you either put that ahead of just, like, the whole thing of being naked and it being, like, normal, or the swinging. And some people flip-flop them.
Gotcha. So, like, a thin line between the two.
Yeah, because a lot of people are thinking, like, swingers and whatnot. And there was plenty of that there. And I even, when I was talking to the owner, Halsey, she told me that she does, her, she's married, her and her husband do not swing. But it's just, like, the nudism is what it's about.
Okay.
I don't know. It's almost like kind of like a religion, almost, with, like, very, like, not a lot of guidelines, and, like, it's just like, hey, you're naked and it's normal. Don't sexualize it.
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued to see that aspect of the interview, honestly. So
yeah, no, we got in some good stuff. It's about a half hour, so
okay.
They'll enjoy it.
So give a timeline. This is the interview with Halsey from Sunny Rest Resort in the Poconos. And then Saturday's when the vlog drops, right?
Yes, Saturday.
Okay. Saturday. Yeah, let's let it roll. This is going to be – I'm excited.
All right. Should we get to the interview then? What do you think?
I think so. I think we're looking good. We got some more Woody news probably next week we'll drop. So get ready for that.
Yep.
But this is kind of the transition week here at the network. So just post-nudist life and – fall grind, I would call it.
Yeah, still transitioning and getting out of the Navy, waiting to get my new place and whatnot, but
yeah, definitely got this. Talk about that more next week. And yeah, no, dude, this is awesome. I appreciate you letting us know all that, because you were the eyes and ears of Woody for the nudism.
Dude, I was fucking full body. I was the cock and balls too, man.
You were.
I put it on the line for this network. I'm leading by example.
No, literally, you are. So yeah. It's impressive.
I appreciate it, Max. But all right, guys, wingers, here's Halsey.
All right, welcome into Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. I am joined by Halsey, who is the owner of Sunny Rest. So, Halsey, tell me, what makes someone want to come to Sunny Rest?
I think it's the fun and relaxing atmosphere that's okay. Here. So, like, during the day, people can kind of chill out at the pool, get a drink, relax, you know, get some sun on their bodies, swim naked.
On their whole body.
Right, their whole body. Get some skinny dipping in, you know, and then at night, it's kind of like more like a party atmosphere.
Okay.
Where we have like bands at night or a DJ in our nightclub.
Okay.
And, you know, we have a couple different bars. We have our pool bar, Streakers. And,
Streakers? How'd you come up with that?
We were trying to think, what would be an appropriate name for a nudist resort pool bar?
A lot of naked people over there. I'm looking at it now.
Right.
So before we go a little deeper down the road of your company here, I want to talk about you. So you were actually born here, right?
Yep, I was, born and raised. And I've been living here my whole life.
Your whole life. So how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'll be 38 in 2 months.
Okay. Yeah. You're 38 years young.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what was it like? Because let's talk to the masses here, okay?
Right.
So I know you deal with a lot of people. There's a lot of regulars here from what I can see. And not a lot. There's a couple newcomers here and there, but like... Mm-hmm. From the people that have never been to a nudist resort. Is that the correct term?
Right, yeah.
Okay. What would you explain it to somebody that's never been to a nudist resort, what it was like growing up here?
I would say it was pretty normal for me because I didn't view it as being like different or weird just because I have always been here.
Yeah.
So it was always just, I think I was maybe always like more of a relaxed person, you know, because of it. Okay. It's just like super relaxing to me and just freeing.
Okay, so I've been here for about 3 hours now.
Right.
Before we sat down to do this now interview. And I honestly, I was nervous as hell. But like after just like, when I eventually took my clothes off, I was like, this feels right. It helped coming with a friend.
Right, it does.
It just, when everyone else is in on the same page and there's no judgment.
Right.
It feels right.
It does, yeah. And I think growing up in that atmosphere, it teaches you to learn the person, like who people are for who they are inside and not what they look like or what they do for a living. You know, it really teaches you to get to know the person.
No, 100%. Because like everybody's got like insecurities. I have my own. I'm like, I feel like too skinny. I'm too pale. Like,
and nobody here is looking at any of it. You know,
and let's just like talk about the elephant in the room is like a lot of guys are probably thinking about like their dick size. I'm like, you know, my buddy's got a bigger one than me. We're just putting all out here on winging it. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? But that's my best friend came with him. But it's a no judgment zone.
Nobody's
like looking at like,
right.
We're here for a good time. Right. So growing up, like give me a day to day. Like, I don't know. Like what's in like, when you were like a teenager.
So when I was a teenager, I would still go swimming and hang out here and stuff, but not as often because then you have like a social group of friends and I was often like going to their houses and everything. There's not that many teenagers that come here because I think they get to the age where they're like, oh, I don't want to like spend my vacation with my family. I want to be with my friends, you know? But it was still like help me, you know, accept my body that as opposed to being, I guess, in a bikini at like a beach somewhere, you know, I think I was just very free and didn't care as much.
So I got a couple questions based off that. Do you feel you grew up with more confidence than the average teenager?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because of that, you know, because I was used to it.
Okay. And did you go to school at like the public high school?
I did. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Lee Highton.
Did you grow up with any other kids that like?
There were a couple of other kids here that were about 2 years older than me. They graduated with my brother from school, and they grew up here and lived here too.
And so let's go even farther back. So your family's owned this place since the beginning, right? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So Sunnyrest has been a nudist resort since 1945. And my grandfather started coming here in the 50s, and then he decided to buy it in 1978.
So from what I remember talking earlier, it was founded in 1948, right?
45, yeah.
45, okay, yeah. So was that the end of the World War II? Was that when it ended?
I think it was around that era.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. And so then so they didn't find it, your family, right?
Right. It was a nudist resort.
So, and then in the 50s, your grandfather ended up buying it.
He started coming here then, and then he loved it so much that he bought it with my parents in 1978.
1978, okay.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. When were you born? What year?
I was born 83.
Okay, so shortly after that,
right,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, what's it like running this place?
Yeah.
Like, give us a day in the life.
Okay, so, I deal with everything from scheduling like employees to hiring, firing, coming up with menus, coming up with the events, like the activities.
Yeah.
I have to coordinate everything with every department. So let's just say for this weekend, we have a wine festival.
Yeah.
So with our operations manager, she and I had to go out and get all the wine, you know, for it. Mm-hmm. We do have some wineries that come in as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to coordinate with maintenance on how we want it set up, and then coordinate with the office about how they're supposed to quickly check people in for it. And there's just a lot that goes into each event that we have here.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, obviously. I'm so happy you called me yesterday.
Right.
I was like, oh no, like we're not going to get this interview. Like that was like the big highlight. I could talk to the owner.
Right.
I got a million questions for you, but like, So you also raise your son here, correct?
Right, yeah.
How old is he?
He's 15 months.
15 months, okay. Right. And how's that going? Is that your only child?
Yep, that's my only child.
So how's that going?
Yeah, it's going great. Well, I think children naturally like being naked anyway. Yeah, he's always ripping his diaper off and everything. So
I did a little research online,
right,
on the internet. Is it called naturism or naturalism? What is it called?
I've heard it be called both, okay. And nudism too. Nudism. Naturist, naturalist. All those terms are kind of interchangeable, though different. I would say sometimes it's different depending on the person. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you'll have more of somebody that considers themselves a naturalist if they like. Sometimes people don't shave or don't wear deodorant. You know, there's like people that go that far into it, like everything to be natural as opposed to just being naked. And then there's people who are just nudists who just like to be naked and they don't go for all those, you know, other things. So there's like different ends of the spectrum.
Oh my God. This place is so eye-opening. I actually encourage everyone watching to do this at least once. Like, this was so outside my comfort zone, but within 3 hours of being here, we're here for a whole weekend. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like at the end, but, like, absolutely eye-opening. Let's go back to your son. What's a day in the life going to be like for your son?
What do you think, like, when he's what age?
Let's say he's a teenager. He's right. Got the testosterone going. Right. He's hitting puberty. What's gonna happen?
It's funny that's the question that everybody always asks.
Here we are.
But when you're raised in that environment, you learn that it's a non-sexual thing.
Okay.
You accept the human body for like what it is, you know, and it's like natural form, and you don't view it as like a sex object. Like, sex is in the mind, you know? Mm. It's not really...
That's a plague.
Right. It's, you know, not... It's not just somebody being naked that's sexual.
Right. No, that's deep.
Yeah.
So you truly believe... So I guess I'm an outsider. So how... Let me ask this. The percentage of people that are here, on average, or right now, whatever...
Right.
What percentage of people are regulars? Compared to newcomers,
I would say on a weekend it's probably about regulars, probably 70-30. You know, we get a lot of new people all the time. So
okay,
yeah.
And do you mean by new like first time or like they've been to a nudist?
Both. Yeah, I would say first time here, but also people that maybe come just like once a year or have been to like a nudist beach that want to check out the nudist resort.
I feel like nudist beach is like. You're probably getting a bunch of naked dudes, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. It depends.
Hoping to see naked girls.
It depends where you go, when you go, and also at a nudist resort, we have security here, you know, that to make sure that everybody behaves and does what they should be. But at the beach, you don't really have that. They do have police, you know, but then a formal complaint has to be made, and it's like a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. People are sort of just kind of trying to self-police there, whereas here, you know, we actually have security, you know, so it's a little bit better.
Okay, so another question I had, I even messed up before I came here. I apologize ahead of time. On my terminology, I kept saying nudist colony. Is that offensive?
So it's not offensive. It's just more of an updated term would be resort because people associate the word colony with like
a cult,
right? Or like they used to use it for like lepers, you know? Like
what is colony. That? I saw that word. What does that mean?
I think it was like a health condition, like a contagious disease
leprosy. So I googled the word actually. I had somebody comment on an Instagram post of us, and it meant, and what I think that they were using it is like an outcast, somebody that was like, they're like, oh, I'm going off to this nudist colony, so it's like cult like.
Right.
So what do you say to people that think this is like cult-like or something? It's obviously different. A colony is different than a resort.
Exactly.
So resort's the word we should be using.
Right. And I tell them we have all the amenities of any other resort. It's just the only difference is that people are naked here.
Okay. So your rules, let's go over your rules. So the rules are you don't have to be naked anywhere except for the pool area.
In the pools, so in any body of water, so the swimming pool, conversation pool, the hot tub, you have to be naked in the water. It's generally expected around the pool. Like if somebody was fully dressed, just sitting at the pool,
you get the look of why aren't you naked?
Right, exactly. Yeah, but yeah, in the bodies of water, and then when we have our festivals, like the wine festival and beer festival, nudity is required in the festival area just for those festivals.
So right here where we are right now, for reference, right?
Tomorrow.
There's going to be naked people
there
here.
There will be.
Tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to be one of them.
Yeah.
So that's the only requirement for nudity, right?
Right.
So it made sense to me. I think I read on your website, like, and the Q&A part, the reason for the continuity in nudity is so everybody's on even playing field, correct? You don't want creepers coming here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because if we advertise, like, for instance, our wine and beer festivals on the radio and, like, publicly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. So it's like we don't want people thinking, like, oh, I'll wear a pair of shorts, you know, and go in the festival area and gawk.
It's
you
not
know?
Fair.
Right, exactly. So that's why when we have those two festivals, we make sure everybody is naked in the festival area.
Okay.
And the same thing in the pools, too, like on an everyday basis, that nudity is required in the pools to keep everybody in the same playing field, you know, so that everyone's naked. So you don't have one person wearing shorts when everybody else is naked.
No, it's not fair.
Right.
Not fair at all. So what would you say to newcomers? Like if somebody was interested in coming to Sunnyrest, shout out Sunnyrest, what would you say if somebody was like tiptoeing the line, they were on the fence about coming, like,
Yeah, I would say the most amount of fun you're gonna have in a long time and the most freeing experience with the nicest people.
And so what do you call it? Do you call it naturalism? We talked about this earlier.
I call it nudism.
Nudism, okay. Yeah. Okay. And I was talking to some locals earlier. Let's just go over the terminology.
Right.
There's some nudist resorts where, from what I've been talking about with the locals, where swinging is ahead of nudism, but you're more about nudism over lifestyle, correct?
Right. There's all different kinds of people that come here. Just like if you go to Walmart, there's all different kinds of people that are at Walmart, but you don't know who does what.
Sure there is. There's a whole website.
Right. But you don't know who does what, you know? It's just that everybody's naked and we attract all different kinds of, you know, all walks of life.
Okay. So like on the fence people, how do you convince them though? Like, is there any convincing them, or is it just like they got to do it on their own? They do their own research. Like,
yeah.
Where do people do the research? Like Reddit? Like even we hit like Reddit before this.
Oh yeah.
We hit your Facebook page. The events are crazy. I'm kind of pissed. I used to be in the Navy.
Right.
I'm kind of pissed. I missed the Pirate Sailor weekend.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a lot of fun. Our boat regatta. Yeah, people build boats out of only cardboard and duct tape, and then two people have to fit in the boat, and they have to race it across the pool in heats.
What do you win?
They win $120 Sunnyrest gift card for first place.
Oh, that's going straight to streakers.
Right, exactly.
You know the money's coming back to you.
Yes, yeah. $60 for second, $30 for third.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a great turn right here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about like the average weekend. We can even talk about this weekend. What are some events that go on here?
Right. So our biggest events, other than like July 4th fireworks, you know, things like that. Our beer fest, wine fest, the boat
beer
regatta.
Fest.
Hippie fest is huge. We just had Hippie fest.
I believe it.
The last weekend of July. And we have like all different kinds of vendors that come in that sell, you know, CBD and hemp stuff and, you know, all kinds of like pipes and edibles and different things. So
where do you put the vendors here?
Yeah, all through this area here.
Okay,
and
so
even
right
it even went up in the parking lot too. There were so many.
And that's for Hippie Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
So is Wine Fest the big weekend? Is this the same weekend every weekend?
Yep, it's the same weekend every year. Yeah.
Okay, we didn't plan it this weekend, but my friend he's got like the weekend off, and like we wanted to come here, and we're trying to like push the limits, and like this is obviously eye open. What? Tell me. What's the difference between the hot tub in the conversation pool?
So the conversation pool is set to about 95 degrees, okay. And the hot tub is set to 101.
Okay, so I was visiting the conversation pool earlier.
Right.
I thought that was the hot tub.
Right.
I got corrected. Right. Well, I'll tell you right now, you get corrected by the people here.
Right, like the conversation pool is like a cross between a pool and a hot tub.
Yeah, no, I felt like it was a hot tub that, like, you're overusing and all the heat's just leaving. Because you know how you're going to put a cover over the hot tub?
Right.
I felt like it was a hot tub without the cover on it. So, I don't know.
Did you get to check out the hot tub?
I did not. I'm probably going to make my way over there. So, we're here tomorrow night. Another question. I'm a big karaoke guy.
Right, yeah.
I'm a big karaoke guy. How's karaoke work here?
Yeah, so it's... tomorrow night at the pool bar from 5 to 9.
Okay.
And I think you just put in requests for your songs. And
do they have the words lined up for you and everything?
Yep.
They do. At the pool?
Yep, at the pool bar. Yep, at Streakers.
Listen, Halsey, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now on camera. I'm going to tear this place down when I get on the mic.
Nice.
Can you do duets?
Yeah, yep.
Me and Tyler will be singing Mr. Brightside. That's nice. A go-to.
Yep.
But you got to sing a song you know all the words to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tear the place down. I don't care how old you are. We're probably the youngest people here. But everyone knows that song.
Yeah. Yep.
What's your karaoke song?
I don't sing in public.
Well, see, I'm about to get out there naked and sing karaoke.
I know. But I just... it's just not...
You. So,
I have to be like... totally wasted.
Whoa, so this is a great question for the viewers. So you get more nervous about singing in public than being naked in public?
Yes.
That is no, like, seriously, that's like groundbreaking. That's like insane. Like,
right.
Most people, 98% of people at least, would be like, maybe more,
right,
would be like, I'd rather be singing in public than being naked.
Right.
But here you combine both.
Right. That's true.
This place, do you think this place is a place to, like, get over your fears, conquer your fears? Do you see that for some people?
Yeah. And I think it helps people just be comfortable with themselves, you know? There's no judgment here. You'll meet the nicest, you know, people you've ever met anywhere else. They're really non-judgmental.
I agree. With just being here for 3 hours and just, like, talking to you. Like, I wish people could see this here. Yeah, obviously, we're limited. That, like, there's a lot going on here. And I felt so comfortable. When I first took off my clothes,
right.
I started with a shirt when I was setting up the tent because I'm over in Tent City. And then my buddy comes back from the car. He's completely naked. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to do it. Okay. You know, do you get a lot of younger people here? What is the synopsis of, like, younger people? What's the...
Yeah, so we do now. We have a huge range of ages here. And back when my parents owned it, it was predominantly, like, middle-aged and over. And then when I went to college and I came back, you know, to help them run it...
Yeah.
I came up with, like, different marketing approaches to try to bring in younger people in it, and it's worked.
Did you go to school for marketing? Is that what it
was? I did, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, right here in the area?
I went to Susquehanna University. It's about an hour and 45 minutes west of here in Sealands Grove.
So you got an influx of younger people now, right?
Yeah.
Do you credit that to the internet?
That too, but also, yeah, like, I put in, like, it's like a lesser rate for young adults for 18 to 35.
I wanted
years
to
old.
Ask you about that. Right. 18 to 35.
Right.
For younger adults. So yeah. It's the opposite of a senior discount.
Right. Because we're trying to draw younger people in.
Why is that?
Because predominantly the older generation, you know, was coming and then they were dying off. And a lot of nudist resorts started, you know, doing that in order to bring younger people in so that we could keep it going. And it's, you know, really worked out. We don't just do that. It's not just us. A lot of other nudist resorts across the country do that as well.
Okay. Yeah. So what would you say? So we came from Jersey. Mm-hmm. I know. I looked up. There's some other ones. This was the closest one to us. It was an hour and 45 away. Mm. Comparing you to other nudist resorts? Mm-hmm. What sets you apart?
Well, we are probably the largest and most modern combination in the Northeast. So with facilities. I think in Pennsylvania, we're the only one that has a liquor license. In 2008, I applied to get a liquor license here, and it's been great, you know.
Yeah.
So we then built the pool bar, conversation pool, we remodeled the nightclub, the restaurant. We've, you know, done a lot of things since we've gotten a liquor license. So.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you're ahead of the competition, you'd say.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Now, you've got a lot for the people that don't know. There is a nightclub here.
Right.
You got like a, what would you call that? A food shack,
like a cafe,
restaurant,
yeah.
Cafe.
Yeah.
And you actually had a place burned down, right?
Right. So our restaurant last year in July caught fire in the middle of the night, microwave spontaneously.
Microwave?
Yep. The fire marshal said it happens like that. It's always drawing electricity when it's plugged in.
Oh, so it wasn't even running.
It wasn't even being used.
Oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
it just caught fire in the middle of the night and burned our restaurant down. So we are starting construction on that right after Labor Day so that it's ready to go back in operation for next season.
Holy shit. Yeah. So you've had a fire here. So you'd put yourself ahead of all these amenities or your state of the art compared to other nudist resorts and whatnot.
Right.
We cleared up the confusion with nudist colonies. So their nudist colonies are dead, right?
Right. They'll either use the term resort, lodge, camp, but a lot of them are trying to improve to be more resort-like.
Have you seen the movie Wanderlust?
I think it was that
with Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
Accurate?
I think they use a bit of the certain extremes, but there are people like that go to nudist resorts, but not everybody is like that. Here.
Okay.
So like there, it's more of like how I would describe maybe how Hippie Fest weekend is, you know, but like not necessarily, that's not like how it is all the time.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll end it with what is a day in the life right now for you? Do you participate in all these events? Or are you just straight office? Are you working your hands to the bone, taking care of your son?
Yeah, all of the above.
All the above?
So like for Boat Regatta, I was emceeing it.
What?
We had a DJ and then I was describing like the race, like what was going on, who was up, you know, get them going in the water, announce the winner, make jokes the whole time.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
You got jokes?
Yeah. Well,
what were you saying?
There was a boat that like went down that had pineapples all over it and it like went under and I made a joke about the upside down pineapple.
Okay. So, what is the deal with pineapples? Is it like swingers? Does it need to be upside down?
I've heard both. I've heard that like just the symbol of the pineapple means swinger, but I've also heard upside down pineapple is like the definite.
So we were asking out in the public, upside down is definite.
Right.
And pineapple upside could mean, likely. But it means like, I'm dabbling.
Right.
Or experimenting.
Yeah, probably.
But it could mean both because like depending on your decoration, you can't really
right.
put
maybe
fucking
people,
pineapple upside down.
Yeah, maybe people just really like pineapples. I don't know.
Pineapple is the best fruit.
Right.
Best tasting. I will put that out there on the record. So are we going to see you out here later tonight?
Right. So because I have a 15-month-old son.
Yeah, that poses a problem.
Yeah. So I generally, I'll work until usually like 11 o'clock at night.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's when the office is open until, right?
Right. Yep.
Oh,
and then I'll head home, you know, and get
some
sleep.
Do you live here on base camp?
I live just outside the front gate. Like I still drive like my four-wheeler or my golf cart to work.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I live close enough that, you know. I live closer. My mom lives inside of the resort, and my house is closer to the office than hers.
Your mom's still here, correct?
Right. She lives in Florida about 8 months out of the year, and then comes back here like for a few months in the summertime when it's too hot.
Okay. They got a nudist resort down there?
Yep. They don't own it. They just live in it, but they don't own it. So they live in Caliente Nudist Resort in Florida.
God.
And then my dad lives at Cypress Cove Nudist Resort in Florida.
How many nudist resorts are in Florida? I feel a like there'd lot. Be a million.
It's like the nudist resort capital of the country.
Like, how many would you say are there? Like, six, seven, eight?
More than that. Because in one visit, when my husband and I take our son down there, we usually hit up about five different ones just in, like, one trip.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, there's probably...
I can't imagine.
At least maybe 20, 30, something like that. There's a lot.
You're literally living a life that, like... Every day, obviously you're like working, whatnot. But a lot of people take this as a vacation.
Right.
How does that feel? What?
There's sometimes though. There's sometimes like a day where I'll just decide like I'm gonna take off today, and like I'll invite my best friend over and we'll just lay out at the pool. And I'm like, and it'll always be like a weekday when it's not busy. And I'm like, oh, this is how relaxing it is to everybody.
Right.
When I'm not running around like crazy working.
No, that's gotta be like, so does it feel like you're on vacation most of the time? No, it feels, it's gotta feel normal to you though.
Right, it feels normal to me. Yeah, okay. It feels like an everyday thing, but it is nice that at any given time, like if I'm like, you know what, I think I want to take my son swimming right now, that I could just take him swimming.
And you guys are, do you guys close down during the winter?
We do, yeah. Okay, so we get to travel in the winter.
That's why those Florida ones are fucking.
Oh yeah.
Crazy. One last thing, I promise is the last thing. The only last thing I can think in my head.
Yeah.
I saw on your Facebook page, you guys were hiring. You put the job postings up in March.
Right.
What is the job hiring process, and what are the jobs you're hiring for?
So we usually hire every year for restaurant staff, like servers, cooks, housekeeping, office staff, like front desk, activities director, maintenance, grounds, security.
Yeah.
Bartenders, though our bartenders tend to come back every single year.
Yeah, I mean, you only need so many of them.
They make good money.
Yeah, I bet.
So, and they have a lot of fun.
So, yeah, I bet.
Most of our staff does come back every year. It's just when, because we're seasonal, sometimes people find year-round work and then they don't come back.
Yeah, that'd be the one downfall.
Yeah.
But did you guys get like a shit ton of applications?
We do. We get a lot. Yeah. It's hard to weed through, but it's hard also finding people that are qualified, that have a clean background.
Is that the main thing, is like the clean background? Yeah. They're not a fucking creep or pedophile.
Exactly.
Or anything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's like a, you'd be surprised, a lot of people out there with like thefts and things like that on their background.
Believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And finding somebody that's qualified combined with that is, you know, it's difficult now. Yeah.
No, it's definitely got to be hard, but, this has been amazing. Did you have fun on winging it?
Oh yeah. We did.
So you said you've done radio. You don't know if you've done a podcast.
Right. I'm not sure if I've done a podcast before, cause I've done a bunch of different radio things. So,
okay. I'm going to say this is her first podcast. But, you know, we got to take that. But this has been amazing. I appreciate you so much. Hopefully I might do this every year.
Yeah, you should.
I'm sure. Yeah. Obviously, you got a lot of repeat customers. You got a great business here.
Yeah.
And I wish the people, but you know, because of, you know, the internet, there's a million naked people out here, people. Convince the people right now to come to Sunny Rest.
Come to Sunny Rest. You'll have the best time ever. It's so much fun, relaxing. Where else can you just relax, be naked, sip a cocktail, go in the pool?
Being naked is underrated. I was sitting in the rain earlier.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little rain, I don't know, fucking, what do you call
shower.
It? Sun shower.
Yeah.
And absolutely freeing, like being naked and being rained on. It was insane. But, all right, guys, that was Winging It. And I was joined here by Halsey.
Yeah.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Halsey.
Right.
That's a big name right now.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about having that name?
I know, and I came before her.
So. Did she steal your name?
I don't know. No, hers is spelled a little bit differently.
I got one more question.
Yeah.
Without, you, all you got to say is yes or no. You don't have to put names.
Right.
Have you had famous people here?
Yes. Yep.
Yes. All right, guys, that's it for Wing It, presented by Wingman in the Air. Do you want to plug your social media?
Sure.
Okay,
sunnyrest.com is our website, and then we are also on Facebook, so look us up, Sunny Rest Resort.
Yes, make a visit. Also, subscribe to Winging It. Go to wingmanoftheyear.com. That's it, people.
I fantasize about this back in Chicago. Mercy, mercy me, that mercy will I go. That's me, the first year that I blow. How you say broken Spanish, me no I blow. Me drown sorrow in that Diablo. Me found bravery in my brain.